No award? Are you serious? Very, very serious. Hey, wait a minute. Hold everything. I was told that I'd been voted Dog of the Year. The chief went back to Scrunch and they held another conference. I could hear him muttering. Scrunch appeared to be a little upset. Chief Gut came back to me. No! We not have Dog of the Year award! We not like dog! You mean I came all the way up into this canyon for nothing? After I went to the trouble of walking here in the snow, you're not gonna give me my award? That right! No award! Well, I never. This is an outrage. This is a crime against decency. I demand a recount. Chief Gut shook his head. Very well. If that's the way you want it, that's the way it'll be. You leave me with no choice but to walk out of here in disgrace. So good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, members of the committee. I'll be going. I hope they might be so surprised by this craziness that they'd let me go. The coyotes in the audience seemed confused about it all, and they whispered back and forth. Chief Gut shook his head and tried to explain to his wife what was going on. I stalked off the platform and threaded my way through the audience. I had almost made it to the other side, where I could turn on a burst of speed and make a run for the ranch, when I heard Scrunch's booming voice.
Halt! Stop that dog!
Suddenly, two big bruisers stepped into my path and showed me their teeth. I recognized them. Rip and Snort, my semi-pals. In better days, we'd been singing partners and drinking buddies. Unfortunately, I had pulled a few nasty tricks on them, and I wasn't sure just how solid a friendship we had. Hi, fellers. Any chance you'd let me pass? They shook their heads. I guess you're working for Scrunch now, huh? They nodded their heads. And probably the good times we've had together don't amount to much. They shook their heads. So the bottom line is that I'm sort of trapped. They nodded. I turned around and marched back up to the front.